We are the University of Arkansas. We have about 27,000 students and around 5,000-ish faculty and staff. So we have a few applications that's driving our VDI integration for the campus. And our first integration was in the student labs. So as most universities do, we have labs, computer labs located in many buildings across the campus. And to date, those labs have had your typical desktop computers as endpoints, which are difficult and time-consuming to maintain. We replace those desktops, or we're in the process of replacing the desktops in most all of the labs on campus. And the VDI greatly reduces the cost and the need for maintenance. And again, like most universities, we do not have a huge IT staff. So our resources are spread very, very thin.
We were looking at cloud pod architecture to be able to have some flexibility for business continuity and for scale, like I said earlier. And so we went with the Dell R630s and the management cluster because we didn't need as much compute power. One of the ideas was that we would be able to have 1,000 or more desktops and up to 2,000 applications delivered inside one rack. The compute cluster was the R730s. We went with the R730s so that we could get two GPUs. One of the big things that was identified semi-early on was we wanted to have the most rich experience and allow everyone on campus who would need access to some kind of virtual desktop to be able to use it. So that meant that we needed to cover the architecture, School of Architecture, School of Engineering. We put GPUs in every server so that we could deliver GPUs on every desktop that we did, and all the applications would have GPU acceleration as well. So R730s with dual 14-core processors and 512 gig of RAM each, we have 19 of those.
If we had done plain vanilla VDI, you know, pull the equipment out of the box, install it, and go, it would have been very simple, relatively simple. But what we were doing, what we did was really on the cutting edge of this technology. It wasn't just plain hardware. It was GPU accelerated. We were implementing NSX as well on top of all this.
And vSAN.
And vSAN.
Really going with the VMware SDDC model for VDI.
So what that did for us is it really provided an opportunity to deliver compute in a very different way on our campus. From day one in the labs, we have had virtually no complaints. And typically in a lab, if you've got 30 machines, you've got at least a couple that are down for one reason or other. Well, that problem is gone. Support people, as we anticipated and hoped, spend a lot less time fiddling with lab machines, trying to bring them back up or solve problems or help users deal with connectivity issues or application issues. And now they can help users be more successful as students.